USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
NFL owners unanimously approve a new policy requiring players on the field and all team personnel to stand during the playing of the national anthem before games. Commissioner Roger Goodell.
We want people to be respectful of the national anthem. We want people to stand. That's all personnel, and make sure that they treat this moment in a respectful fashion.
Teams with players that don't stand will be fined by the NFL. But now the NAACP is slamming the new policy. It's released a statement saying instead of coming together to address an issue that disproportionately plagues African Americans, NFL owners have chosen to silence the players. President Trump says he wants to cut foreign aid to countries based on the number of their citizens who illegally cross the U.S. border. He made the remark at a roundtable event in New York yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
So here's a great question. How much would you save if you joined MediShare for your healthcare program? The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You might save more. Tammy left a major company and needed a new way ahead for her family. She'd heard about the savings with MediShare, but was wondering about the network of providers.
Once we started the program, I have not had to switch one doctor for myself or for my kids. So all the doctors that we were previously with were all in MediShare.
And she says the process has been fantastic.
I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience. An encouraging experience at that.
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
A change of course as today top Senate and House party leaders and then Intelligence Committee leaders from both parties are going to be briefed on whether an informant was embedded in President Trump's 2016 campaign. Politico says it's according to a person familiar with the matter. That latter briefing coming after complaints from Senate Democrats as well as some Republicans about the administration's initial plans for a briefing of only two prominent House Republicans by the FBI and the DOJ. The Texas governor holds a round table yesterday on school safety, where he says it's important to provide mental health resources to school students to try to prevent more shootings.
Mental health screening programs to identify students who may pose a threat to themselves or to others. They include expanding mental health first aid program to educate teachers to recognize and deal with problems.
Governor Greg Abbott holding another such round table today, and this is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Just getting word that Syrian state media claims U.S.-led forces fighting ISIS have attacked Syrian army positions in recent hours. The U.S. military denying knowledge of it so far. A Syrian military source telling state news there that some of its army positions in eastern Syria were attacked at dawn by U.S. coalition jets. President Trump led an immigration roundtable on Long Island, New York yesterday. Police there say MS-13 gang members are responsible for 24 murders in just the past 2 years. USA Radio's Robin Walensky has more.
These are animals.
President Trump continues to call it like he sees it, referring to extremely violent MS-13 gang members as animals.
MS-13 lives by the motto, kill, rape, and control.
The president on Long Island for an immigration roundtable where MS-13 responsible for more than 20 murders in the past 2 years.
Missed two birthdays of hers.
This family losing a loved one.
This would have been their graduating year this year.
Trump says the U.S. has the worst immigration laws in the world and says Democrats refuse to close crippling loopholes.
We have the biggest loopholes of any country anywhere in the world. We have the worst immigration laws of any country anywhere in the world.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And the Washington Caps are heading to the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.